Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about why we think real estate taxes are great. When's the last time taxes are and great were in the same sentence?
They are in our world.
Great show today, Jill. Before we get started, please share something interesting that happened to us lately.
Jack, you will not believe the people that are coming out of the woodworks and asking to have an invite on our member call. And I got to, so this is a funny
thing. Like on our Thursday call?
Yes. Okay. So I just got one again. Erin in our office was sharing with me. She's like, I think they're hearing from our members how funny this is. So I don't know if they're really legitimately want to be on our member call because they're interested in what we do, or they're just interested because they hear the call is so flipping funny. So here's what I'm talking about. Every Thursday, and if you want to be on an invite, you sure can. So I'll just put it out. I think I put it out there before. But so every Thursday at 3:00 Arizona time, Jack and I have a 1-hour member call with all of our people. And it's their time to ask us anything about, you know, the business or properties or deeds or, you know, dream it up, anything they want to ask. But always it goes sideways because it's
sideways,
like,
in a good way.
Oh my gosh.
It's a blast to do that call. I love doing it. I look forward to it.
We do. We are like in tears crying, all of us, at the end of that call. And it's funny because I know some of the people are doing this at work. So how are they missing, like, you know, over an hour out of their work day, you know, and not like just like under their desk cracking up. So because we can say stuff that we can't say here.
Yes, that's what it is.
And right. And it's with a pretty tight group of people that obviously are in our world, you know, and understand what we all do. And it's just the funniest.
And they're making some money for themselves. And it's just just a good time, you know. Everybody's happy and comfortable. And
everybody gets on and they're like sharing, like, you know, little tidbits like, oh my gosh, I have 4,000 mailers going out this week. And the next guy will chime in like, hold on to your hat.
Yeah.
Here it comes.
I did that once too, and I'll never do that again.
Exactly. And then the poor person's like, oh no, what have I done? You know, but we just laugh and have a good time. And it is, and it's funny. So the people that
it's very candid.
Oh yeah.
And it's a lot less clean than this show.
Oh, it is so fun. So I'll put it out there again officially. If you would like a one-time invite to be part of our member call on Thursday afternoons, send an email to Erin, Erin, at landacademy.com. Let her know that, just say, Jack said this is okay.
And this is the third time I've gotten thrown under the bus by a colleague today.
Yeah.
Third
Jack,
time.
I usually volunteer my name. That's, you know, she's tired of hearing, yeah, Jill, I get it. So I'm Jack this time. Jack said I can have an invite, and she'll send you a quick little four questions, you know, just who you are and you know, your contact stuff, and then she'll get you the invite to be on the call. And
at the moment, we do it on WebEx, and you have to be invited. Mm-hmm. So she needs your email, a functioning email address, to get it there. That's the reason.
It's not open to the public because we can't handle that many people.
We can't physically. We would love to. We will do it actually very soon, but we can't logistically
handle
the way that it's handled. Jill and I just visited a studio today, a pro studio, and they're going to start handling our calls.
I'm doing all kinds of stuff. Webinars.
Live callers and everything.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to do some really great
up our game on that show. Or that call, and really seriously, and not joking around about this, get the answers that people need to make some money at this. You know, I don't care where you are, if you've done 500 deals or if you've done zero and trying to get past that first one.
Exactly.
That venue is very effective. We don't have immediate feedback on this show, and we get immediate feedback on that in that venue, and it's awesome.
Funniest thing. There's always something funny. There's always somebody always puts their foot in their mouth, and somebody always calls them out on it.
That's me.
It's just
that person.
It's just so darn funny. So, and I tell you, talk about, I just really love the call too. You, and the camaraderie and the support. I mean, that's the best part too. What you and I didn't mean this to turn into this, but here we are. But what you and I have created as far as, and a lot of it is our online community that we're going to take a question for in a minute here, but our people help each other.
Mm-hmm.
They were all new once. And they've all done those deals before, you know what I mean? And you can, and then you, someone helps you, and then guess what? Now 6 months later, you can help somebody else. You
That's
just
right.
keep, you know, it's a wonderful environment, and we all learn from each other, and there's enough property to go around. Oh, wow.
I learned something on this.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
It's not a secret. Help the guy. Like, it's
that's
okay.
Like one of five things that everyone's concerned about when they get in the business.
Yeah.
Did I come to the party too late?
Yeah, is all the property gone?
Didn't.
Oh, is that county already just combed over? Oh my
gosh. None
of
that stuff happens.
Oh, and I don't have enough money. Oh, come on. We got
this.
It'll
be fine. I learned something on that show. I keep calling it a show. I learned something on that call every week.
Yeah, exactly. We do look forward to it. It's so much fun.
Let's take a question posted by one of our members on the Land Academy online community, the free one.
Yes. Okay. And how do you get there? Go to landacademy.com if you want to and just see that, find the online community up there. So and join in and check it out. It's fun. We have a lot of people too that aren't in our world, but they use that. And you can. Go for it. It's here. It's all free. Luke asks, do you guys record anything at the county when you enter into land? This is probably a follow-up. This I think I know which Luke this is. I think it's Luke number two.
I do too.
Okay.
I can see his writing style.
Good questions here. Okay. Do you guys record anything at the county when you enter into a land contract? Also, do you guys go ahead and sign and notarize the deed so it's complete in the event something should happen to you as a seller prior to the buyer paying off the land contract?
Can I answer?
Yeah, go ahead.
So there's two questions in this. What do you record at the county at the time of sale? And do you actually just get a deed all ready to go like an escrow agent would? And then it gets conveyed if you get hit by a bus.
I was waiting for that. I was like, how are you going to handle that? I'm like, well, that's what I do. I'm like, Luke, what do you think is going to happen to me? What's going to happen to you? I'm like, come on. Luke, you're scaring me here.
You do some stuff. You do some stuff in a professional environment.
Luke knows me.
That I just think is cute as hell.
Thank you.
And it's just, gives me all conflicting feelings. Like, this is one of the reasons it's maybe not good to work with your spouse.
Good thing we're not married.
No, I mean, it's just cute stuff. And then I have conflicted feelings. And then it's like, I'm not professional anymore. It's all the lines are all, they're all gray.
You just want to pat me on the head and say, it's okay, baby.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
And then it's not appropriate to do that at all.
Not around the office. You know, they got tired of you smacking my rear every time I walked by your desk. Here they go again.
I smack her rear and she smacks my face.
Yeah.
And then there's...
Our poor staff.
We're probably 62 lawsuits into this.
That's so good.
Anyway, here's the answer to these questions. It was the exact same question as yesterday. There are two ways to convey property when you sell it on terms, when you make payments. One is through a deed of trust, which is when you use an escrow agent. They manage the whole transaction. They usually do the contracts. They collect the payment. They distribute it to you as a seller. And if the buyer defaults, they go through a foreclosure process. Same thing as if you owned a house and you have a mortgage. And what these looks asking here is if you do a land contract where it's just a handshake deal or maybe a back of the napkin deal, and the person owns a piece of property, you sell a piece of property, Jill sells me a piece of property for $99 down, $99 a month, I start paying her, and she processes the stuff. So in that case, do we record anything at the county? And the answer is no. It stays in Jill's name until I make the last payment. And then she signs a deed over to me, which leads us to the second question. Do you actually do the deed right at the beginning of the deal in case someone gets hit by a bus and it can get conveyed properly? And the answer is no. We don't. But it's got me thinking. Maybe we will.
I don't know. I don't know. Because once you sign that deed, technically it's theirs.
I'm trying to think, really, it comes back to the land contract document itself. I mean, if somebody, if you expire, if the seller expires or is incapacitated, let's say, what happens to the deal? Does it automatically convey?
Is it part of the estate? It should be part of the estate, right, because so, it's not paid off yet. Now my heirs should get those payments.
That's what I think too.
So this is why, and yeah, because so if I have the deed ready, I'm never going to have a deed signed without a date on it. So I'm not going to do that. And I don't want to date it today because now that means that it's officially that person's.
Right.
Because it doesn't have to be recorded. That's just for public knowledge.
If an extremely astute, one of our customers or buyer in a land contract deal said, I need some assurance that.
That's what the contract's for.
Then I would actually put a provision in there and we would work it out pretty simply.
No one's ever going to ask.
No one's ever asked that. And I'm actually surprised about it.
Exactly. So, no. And it's, you know what? It's just, these are good questions.
Mm-hmm. This is an extremely good questions.
I appreciate that. And I hope that that helps. That's how we do it. And I hope it makes sense.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us at Land Academy's free online community. Today's topic, why real estate taxes are great, exclamation point.
Especially this time of year. Seriously.
This is the meat of the show. So, Jill, I mean, we talk about this all the time, and it probably seems ironic if somebody's to a new listener, but why do you think they're great?
It triggers people.
It's a trigger.
To maybe make some decisions about their property.
It's a sales trigger.
It is, because they're staring at a bill. Here it is again. I just got a bill. I'm staring at a bill. I have to pay taxes on this property that I know I'm not going to use.
Did a year go by again?
Yep.
It went by again, and I never went and saw that property.
Man.
20 years have gone by. I've been paying taxes on this property. You know what? I just got a letter from these guys. They want to buy my property for $4,000. I'm just going to
I'm going to think about it.
I'm going to get a check this year instead of writing a check.
Yeah, exactly. And I love these because you and I are the same. We'll both... You know, back in the day when we handled the a lot of these ourselves, I mean, I would tell these people, and this is my staff does, don't pay it. They're like, really? I don't have to pay it? I'm like, no.
Oh, you mean right when they were buying it from them? Yeah.
When I'm buying from them, they think, oh, do I have to settle this up? I said, no, don't even settle it up. And they're so darn excited too, by the way, when I tell them, don't even bother settling up that $200 bill, whatever it is you're staring at, I'll take care of it. And they're like, oh,
that's a question we get a lot too. Like, what happened? You know, if I can convey a property to Jill and it's got $400 worth of back taxes on it, she inherits that back tax liability.
That's true.
When you sell a car with a half a tank of gas and the person drives it away, they get the half a tank of gas for free.
Mm-hmm.
It's that kind of thing.
Exactly.
A lot of people think that that's not possible, that the tax amount for some reason sticks with you and the property goes.
Nope. The back taxes stay with the property.
Right.
And this is probably a whole other show that we should do, talking about the ways to deal with that, because there's a lot of good ways. Do you have to pay it off? No.
You know, I think that that might make that mistake is because if you and I buy a house, Jill, and get a mortgage, but I only get the mortgage. I don't get it with you.
That's why.
I can convey the house to somebody, that an unrelated third party.
Mm-hmm.
And the lien, I am still obligated to pay that mortgage, period.
I can see it gets confusing.
It's confused a little bit.
Well, you know, here's another example too, because when I sell my house tomorrow, let's just say, at the end of that time, the back taxes will be settled up. So if the new person's going to start clean on a bunch of stuff,
right.
But not in this world.
Right.
So, and you don't have to do it at that time. You can just take it up. But what I do want to have everyone make sure they know is when you do, you're negotiating that asset to purchase. Now I know I was going to give you, $1,200, but you have $200 in back taxes. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you $1,000. We're going to call it even. They're like, done. Great.
Right.
You need to know where they stand. You may or may not change your offer price. But you want to go with your eyes wide open and know where they stand. And how do you do that? Well, number one, you ask them. And then, seriously.
What? It's that simple?
Oh, my gosh. And then number two, you do it yourself and check yourself. And we have all that data. So I can pull, I can look it up in 30 seconds. I can go, I see that. You really do owe $206. Okay, we're cool.
Right.
Thank you.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me,
and inspiration, that's me,
to get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your taxable real estate ambition. Oh, it's so Friday.
Don't pay him. Just kidding. Not you. I mean, the tax. It's so funny that it's like I have to remind myself. I'm sure there's an equivalent of someone that I talk to that's a professional in something, and I know they have to kind of, how do I say this? Explain it so I get it. Until you're really, really, really in it. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah. I'll take it a step further. Until you really screw it all up, like yes. I do, and make a ton of mistakes.
That's
when I really understand
best
it.
Best advice.
Unfortunately, that's just the way I roll.
It's. No, but you're right. That's good. You need to. I love that. Everyone should ask a lot of questions, question it all, whether or not it makes sense. Question it. Make sure you're
then
doing
do it
right.
Wrong. No, then do
yeah.
it. Yeah.
And expect you are going to make some mistakes because you are, and that's okay. And then you go, well, all right, I learned. I'm not going to do that again. So that was expensive. Gee, I didn't check the back taxes. I just bought a property with $300 in back taxes. Now I have to pay it, or at least now it's worth that much less. Because it has those back taxes.
Yep.
Okay, now I'm going to do it once. No, I'm always going to remember that now. Seriously. That's how it goes.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price, just so we can flip it for way more.
And really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.